It's Monday, 22 November, and welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Callum, good morning.
Good morning.
The sell-off in oil deepened last week and Brent traded under $80 per barrel. Is the talk about release of reserves driving this?
Yeah, well, the critical development last week was the Chinese coming out and saying they were releasing reserves. So unlike Biden, who's been talking about this on and off for a couple of weeks now, ever since the OPEC meeting, but not, of course, he hasn't actually done anything, so no US reserves have been released. But the Chinese just came out and said, we're going to release some reserves. They haven't said how much yet. We won't find out until afterwards. But the manner in which they went about it did really give the market pause for thought. And so Brent softened quite significantly on the back of that. But there is still also the possibility of the US releasing reserves. And of course, the Chinese and Xi and Biden had a conference call the other week, and we know that they talked about oil prices, so maybe there's some possibility of coordination even there. And since then, Japan has started to talk about releasing reserves, and again, talking about coordination with the US. So yes, all of this has helped to bring the market off.
But the COVID resurgence is also a worry.
Yes, and clearly we're starting to get into quite a difficult situation in Europe, especially. We have Austria now in lockdown with working from home being imposed and non-essential shops being closed. There's been protests about this. We've got riots in Holland and in Brussels, opposed to restrictions being introduced. And then in the refined product market, if we look at the crack spreads of diesel and jet fuel, so that's the premium at which those products trade relative to oil prices, those crack spreads have been declining. And that tends to be a sign that demand for the refined product is reducing. So these are all sort of very worrying signs. And in the US also, cases have been rising, so potentially concerns there too. Definitely this is on top of the reserve releases. This is adding further downward pressure onto the oil market.
And so what are the levels to look out for in Brent?
Well, we have Brent already broke through the 50-day moving average last week. So the next one to look out for is the 100-day moving average, which is 76.70. And that compares to Brent currently trading at around 79.50. So there's a little way to go to that yet, but it's not that far away. And then below that, we then have the 200-day moving average at 72.50. And the 200-day moving average was provided support to the market in August when we had a sharp sell-off there. But that is still quite some distance away. So I think we're probably not at the situation yet where things are looking quite that serious. And in the US, with similar trends in the markets, the NYMEX front contract has been already been quite close to its 100-day moving average, and that's currently resting at 74.30. And I think that's potentially significant that this sell-off in the market in the US could hamper this sort of nascent revival in US drilling. If these declines start to upset confidence. However, which is, of course, a more positive angle to this, if the prospect of rising US supplies are derailed by this sort of correction in prices. And it's worth also noting that natural gas prices remain extremely high, so that switching demand from oil into gas is still very much with us. And also that talking about COVID, if we look towards Asia, as we talked about last week, really that there are no signs of resurgence in COVID there. It's not all bad news, but the market has definitely developed some negative downward momentum.
And that's where we'll leave it. Thank you very much, Callum.
Thank you.
The thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.